Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson. On Utah's home for elevated conversation. Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to Inside Sources. Of course, we always say we should declare our independence, but what happens to the political parties when everybody, or the vast majority of people, decide, I think I'm going to be an independent. I'm not going to be a Republican or a Democrat. I'm going to be an independent.
With the three things you need to know this hour, I'm Dan Bomas. First, members of Chad Daybell. With the three things you need to know this hour, I'm...
A little hostile takeover of the board. So that's what happens when someone declares their independence on the board. We're going to dive into this whole issue and what it means for the political parties as more independence is declared by actual voters. Jared Alpers, the political director at Good Party, an organization aiding independent political candidates in their efforts. And Jared, welcome to the show.
Hey, Boyd. Nice to be with you.
You had a great piece at The Hill, thehill.com, talking about this movement towards more independent voters. Give us kind of the lay of the land. Give us the numbers. What is it looking like out there?
You know, I think a lot of folks are looking this political season and are looking around wondering what has happened to the state of our country. I think for the first time, though, there are a lot of folks who are aligning and are seeing, especially at the top of the ticket, but also just at the landscape generally, dissatisfaction at not any one particular person or party, but at the whole state of our politics in this country. And it's a problem that's been created by a really stale, tribal, chaotic, and in many instances, and increasingly, corrupted political system. And the impact that it has had is that people are broadly disaffiliating and increasingly looking for alternatives to those two parties. I see numbers every day that are holding steady at 60+% of the country look at both parties or look at the parties unfavorably. 63% are dissatisfied with the choices that they're being forced to make if they're participating at all in our political system each year. And only 4% of voters polled in a really comprehensive Pew study that was done at the end of last year are looking at our political system and saying that the system is working well, which means almost 95% of the country is losing faith in our institutions.
Yeah, and I think that's such a worrisome thing. I think it because it's also fraying the fabric of society as we lose trust in leaders, we lose trust in institutions of government, we lose that civil society, and we lose trust in each other as neighbors and friends. And I think that downstream ripple is really worrisome. As you look at how it's playing out in the politics, you mentioned kind of the binary choice that nobody's happy about, especially at the top of the tickets this year in 2024. One of the things that you have talked about, and I think a lot of other organizations have spoken to, is we have to actually get to why are they leaving if we ever actually want to get back to where people are anxious and happy to engage in the political process.
Yeah, I think that it would be a good place to start if you're a political, you know, strategist who's deeply affiliated with one of the two parties. And frankly, it's a level of introspection that I think those of us who are on the outside looking in are wondering how they're missing it. When you're an independent voter, I think the reflexive tactic of the parties is to be dismissive and say, independents aren't real. You know, at the end of the day, they're going to be forced to like the taste of the food as it goes down. Even though the largest coalition, even going back to 2020, the largest coalition of people who were eligible to vote in this country were those who didn't participate in the 2020 election. It was 83 million voters who were eligible to vote sat on the sidelines.
Yeah.
That doesn't account for the people who do participate, but are those classic lesser of two evils voters. And so I think it's imperative for people who are trying to understand this problem in particular to acknowledge the culpability of the parties at how they participated in us getting here.
Yeah.
And then think, well, what can we do better?
Yeah, I think that's so crucial. And I think as we look at that, to me, both of those numbers are stunning and disturbing, that we have so many who have disconnected from the process because they're just exhausted and exasperated by it. They've had enough and they're busy living their lives and working at their jobs and raising their kids and coaching Little League and making a difference for their neighbor. But we've got to create a space to do that. You mentioned in your piece in The Hill some of the efforts out there, places like No Labels, some of these other independent groups, and even more so than coming up with another party although the numbers you described, they're actually the majority. They could immediately banish the Democrats and the Republicans to minority status if they would all come together in a moment. But what do you see coming next? And tell us a little bit about what your organization is doing to simply assist, not be a party, but to assist in raising those voices.
Yeah, and you touched on something really important, which is the maybe logical. I know that there's an effort to get people to participate, and I think that in a healthy and functional democracy, people should be participating. But one of the direct consequences of forcing people to make unfavorable decisions cycle after cycle is that folks become rationally apathetic. That's a term that we throw around at Good Party a lot, and it means people are very reasonably disconnecting because they're tired and burnt out from having to participate in a system that they have no faith in delivering the results to the problems that they see.
Yeah.
And so my organization, Good Party, is really focused not on building and scaling an alternative political party. So we're friends with those who are doing it, whether it's the Forward Party or we work with the Libertarians, the Greens, No Labels, when they were really trying to build and scale their effort. We have nothing but warm feelings for people who are trying to introduce competition at all levels of government into our political system. Our focus in particular is to offer the infrastructure that the parties have spent decades investing in to be able to produce competitive candidates, and especially down ballot.
Yeah.
For us, we're focused on helping recruit, train, elect, and support candidates who are looking at these two parties and saying, my only option is to sort of bite the bullet and pick a party that is the least sort of offensive to my personal or maybe the most closely aligned to my personal politics, or not run at all because independents don't win. Mm. And for us, we're trying to change that narrative by producing technology that can help them run competitive campaigns that are built on the professional best practices that the parties have adopted and help them run competitive campaigns to hopefully give communities across the country and especially in races like city council or school board or county elections, the opportunity to vote for something that is not, you know, a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat or Republican anymore.
Yeah. Great perspective. This is a really important effort. You can check it out at Good Party. Jared Alper, political director at Good Party. This is an organization, independent, helping those independent voices have some of those resources to compete in the marketplace of ideas, which can get us out of those lesser of two evil choices and get to a better solution. Jared, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Boyd.
All right, that's Jared Alper, political director at Good Party. That's a good discussion about how do we get to those who have disengaged and those who are sitting on the sideline, those who are just exhausted and exasperated. We can do better at this. It's going to take each of us to step up and do better at this. We'll be right back.